Are you looking for an athletic scholarship? You're in the right place. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. We're here to help your family navigate the recruiting road all the way to an athletic scholarship. He's a recruiting expert and a dad of two college athletes. He has a wealth of experience to share. Here's Recruit Me CEO, Brent Hanks.
Welcome to episode 402 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. This week's episode is called, There is a Place for You to Play. Find It. And it will cover an advantage and an observation that I have about college sports. I have some observations that come from my personal experiences when I was a manager with the Southwest Missouri State Bears men's basketball team, now Missouri State basketball. And also the experience from both of my sons' college baseball. Parker, my older son, pitched for 4 years for the Northwestern Wildcats. Northwestern is in the Big Ten Conference and is in the NCAA Division I level. Parker has now graduated from Northwestern and is now working in Chicago for a banking firm. Sutton, my younger son, is currently a sophomore at the NAIA level Columbia College in Columbia, Missouri. He plays outfield for the Columbia Cougars, and they are currently in the middle of their 2024 season. Recruit Me, my recruiting education company, and the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, which is part of Recruit Me, has many goals and wishes for future college athletes and their families. Goals of providing as many free and inexpensive resources to help get yourself recruited. Also, a goal is to paint a picture of what a future college experience might look like, thus helping you find the right fit and to have a good college sport, academic, and social experience. I do understand that not every high school student athlete will want to play their sport in college, and that not everyone wants to or needs to attend college. But if you are listening to this, the Athletic Scholarship Podcast episode, you are probably interested in extending your sports career and your academic career. Let's get into this observation that is an advantage and an insight that I see. Here is my observation. There is a place for you to play your sport in college, but you have to go find it. There are many levels of play in college sports. Most people know and see the NCAA, the National Collegiate Athletic Association level, Division I sports, and colleges, the bowl football competitions, the March Madness basketball tournament, the Frozen Four hockey championships, the women's volleyball championships, and the men's baseball and women's softball College World Series events are all over the internet and TV. If you are into sports, you probably know what colleges are the ones that are successful schools in your sport. Right now, we are seeing Division I conferences changing, and they are becoming super conferences, and they are shuffling around to gain TV money, sponsorship money, and recruits. You are probably familiar with the Big Ten Conference, the SEC Conference, which is the Southeastern Conference, the Big East Conference, the ACC, which is the Atlantic Coast Conference. These have teams like Michigan, Nebraska, Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, and Notre Dame. But do you know about all the sports in each conference, like Virginia Tech or Boston College in the ACC, or DePaul or Xavier in the Big East? How about Rutgers or Northwestern in the Big Ten Conference? There are different levels within each conference. Each conference has perennial powers, and then they have schools that occasionally rise up. Each sport has schools that are at the top of their conference each year. Do your research on all the schools and major conferences. Now, let me introduce you to the conferences of the NCAA Division I level. The American East Conference, the American Athletic Conference, the Atlantic 10 Conference, the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Atlantic Sun Conference, the Big 12 Conference, the Big East Conference, the Big Sky Conference, the Big South Conference, the Big 10 Conference, the Big West Conference, the Coastal Athletic Conference, the Commonwealth Coast Conference, Conference USA, the Horizon League, the Metro Atlantic Conference, the Mid-American Conference, the Mid-Eastern Conference, the Missouri Valley Conference, the Mountain West Conference, the Northwest Conference, the Ohio Valley. Currently, there is a Pac-10 Conference, but it is changing after this year. The Patriot League, the Southeastern Conference, the Southern Conference, the Southland Conference, the Southwestern Atlantic Conference, the Sun Belt Conference, the Ivy League, the Summit League, the West Coast Conference, and the Western Athletic Conference. Were you familiar with all of these NCAA Division I conferences? Look up these conferences and see if any of these conferences fit your parameters. Do research on the well-known programs and the ones that compete for a yearly championship, but also do research on the conference's programs that finish in the middle of the pack or even at the bottom of the conference. If you figure out that you can play at the NCAA Division I level, don't get hung up on the blue bloods of your sport. Investigate all the levels, all the conferences, all the teams to find your best fit. See if colleges like Grand Canyon University, the University of Nebraska-Omaha, Tennessee State, Bethune-Cookman, Northwestern State, Furman, Colgate, Southern Indiana, Sacred Heart, San Jose State, Illinois State, Delaware State, Ball State, Rider University, the University of Detroit Mercy, Florida International University, Stony Brook University, University of North Carolina Wilmington, Charleston Southern, Northern Arizona, Bellarmine, University of Richmond, or Eastern Carolina are all lesser-known colleges, but they may offer you the best fit, both academically and athletically. Some conferences have Division I sports and Division II or Division III sports all at the same school, so investigate them. Also, there is a football FBS, bowl division, and football championship FCS division in the Division I ranks. If you have talent to play and be on an NCAA Division I team, then go find the right fit. With the prominence of the transfer portal, you can dip your toe into the Division I world a little easier and transfer without penalty from one four-year school to another NCAA level four-year school. RecruitMe's goal is to help you find the fit for you to stay for 4 years, but circumstances can and may change. Make your initial school list as early as possible in your high school career. Put all levels of NCAA Division I programs on your list to start. Use the resources that are talked about in episode 397 to find schools and to research them. Many of the things I mentioned about the NCAA Division I are true for the NCAA Division II level. There is only one division of football in the NCAA Division II level, but there are many, many high-level sports programs throughout the country. There are very successful programs to choose from, and there are mid-level or lower-level competition programs to choose from. One thing I frequently tell student-athletes is that you can pick a lesser competitive team and play earlier in your college career. Or you can choose a championship-level program and sit the bench early in your career and hardly ever play. But then you can be on a championship-contending team. Both choices can be the right choice if you are prepared for each situation. There are rosters all over the country loaded with high school, all-conference, and all-state athletes, so be ready. According to NCAA.org, the NCAA Division II level has 293 schools in 47 states and has 23 conferences, along with a few independent colleges. Here's a list of some colleges and their conferences that you may or may not have heard of in Division II. Angelo State in the Lone Star Conference, Cedarville University in the Great Midwest Conference, Chaminade University in the Pacific West Conference, Colorado School of Mines in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, Drury University in the Great Lakes Valley Conference, Fairmont State in the Mountain East Conference, Georgia College in the Peach Belt Conference, Harding University in the Great American Conference, Lee University in the Gulf Coast Conference, Lynn University in the Sunshine State Conference, Missouri Southern State in the Mid-American Intercollegiate Athletics Association, Queens College in New York in the East Coast Conference, Savannah State University in the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, Tarleton State in the Western Athletic Conference, the University of Mary of the North Sun Intercollegiate Conference, the University of Southern Indiana in the Ohio Valley Conference, Westminster University in Utah in the Rocky Mountain Conference. The reason I list colleges and conferences like this is to let you know about conferences you may have never heard of and to give you an opportunity to research new schools and conferences. Whether you are coming out of high school or out of a junior college, the NCAA Division II level has many, many choices to give you a four-year college experience. If you do well at an NCAA Division II school, you have the opportunity to transfer up to a more competitive NCAA Division II or to a NCAA Division I college. Look up Cody Schrader, who transferred from Division II Truman State to the Missouri Tigers football team and became a Division I All-American and first-team SEC conference running back. The NCAA Division III has 433 schools and 44 conferences. NCAA Division III is the only level that doesn't offer any athletic scholarships across all schools and all sports. Now, there are still opportunities to get money to help pay for those classes, but it doesn't come from athletic scholarships. Just like NCAA Division I and Division II, there are very skilled teams and players. If you see a map of the NCAA Division III schools, the majority of the schools are in the northern Midwest states over to the heavily populated northeast area of the country. Throughout our experience with Parker's college career, he had teammates transfer from an NCAA Division III school to the NCAA Division I Northwestern baseball team. He had a teammate take his graduate year to go from Northwestern to a high-level academic and baseball Division III school also. Both Parker and Sutton had Division III schools on their college school list to research and to contact, and both of them did contact Division III schools. WashU, or Washington University in St. Louis, was one of them. My nephew, Easton, played football for an NCAA Division III school, Westminster in Fulton, Missouri. He started as a defensive back all 3 years he played and has graduated and has since got married and has a job. He really enjoyed his Division III experience. Here are some of the names of NCAA Division III colleges all over the U.S. Carlo University in the Allegheny Mountain Collegiate Conference. Simpson College in the American Rivers Conference. The University of the Ozarks in Arkansas of the American Southwest Conference. Marywood University in the Atlantic East Conference. Swarthmore College of the Sentinel College. Brooklyn College in the City University of New York Athletic Conference. Mount Mary University in the Coast to Coast Athletic Conference. Illinois Wesleyan University in the College Conference of Illinois and Wisconsin. Piedmont College in the Collegiate Conference of the South. New England University in the Commonwealth Coast Conference. Russell Sage College in the Empire 8 Conference. Norwich College in the Great Northeast Atlantic Conference. Transylvania University in the Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference. Rochester Institute of Tech in the Liberty League Conference. Pittsburgh State University in the Massachusetts State Collegiate Athletic Conference. Kalamazoo College in the Michigan Intercollegiate Athletic Association. King's College of the Mid-Atlantic Conference. Lake Forest College in the Midwest Conference. St. Mary's University of Minnesota in the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Connecticut College in the New England Small College Athletic Conference. The U.S. Coast Guard Academy in the New England Women's and Men's Athletic Conference. The College of New Jersey in the New Jersey Athletic Conference. State U of New York at Morrisville in the North Atlantic Conference. The College of Worcester in the North Coast Atlantic Conference. Benedictine University in Illinois in the Northern Athletics Collegiate Conference. The University of Puget Sound in the Northwest Conference. Ohio Northern University in the Ohio Athletic Conference. Shenandoah U in the Old Dominion Athletic Conference. Grove City College in the President's Athletic Conference. The University of Mount St. Vincent in the Skyline Conference. Rhodes College in the Southern Atlantic Conference. The University of Laverne in the Southern Cal Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Colorado College in the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference. Lyon College in the St. Louis Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. The State University of New York at Brock Point in the State University of New York Athletic Conference. Keystone College in the United East Conference. University of Chicago in the University Athletic Association. Crown College in Minnesota in the Upper Midwest Athletic Conference. Southern Virginia University in the USA South Athletic Conference. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point in the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Don't be naive and not list or investigate your opportunities to both play and get your education at an NCAA Division III college or university. Many high school student-athletes feel or look at the Division III option as a last choice. When you are recruitable, meaning you have your player profile completed to give a college a good impression, send your information to an NCAA Division III school or schools. Get recruited at the lower levels, and then you'll probably get looks at the upper levels. Now I'm going to talk about the NAIA level. The NAIA level is a level that my younger son, Sutton, plays at right now. His Columbia College and Missouri baseball team is in the American Midwest Conference. My niece, Olivia, just completed her college basketball career at the NAIA William Woods University. In watching both NAIA basketball and baseball games, I can tell you that if you have any talent in your sport, then there is a team that you can play on. Don't get me wrong, there are very talented players and teams. I see players and teams that could easily compete at the NCAA Division III and Division II levels, and maybe even some Division I schools. Like all the other levels of play, there are schools and conferences that excel year in and year out in all or some sports. Some are really strong in just men's programs, or just women's programs, and some in both. At many NAIA campuses, athletes make up 50 to 80% of the students on campus. Sutton's baseball team has played against many top 25 NAIA level schools, and his team knocks on the top 25 door yearly. Sutton's teammates have stats that are in the top 5 players in the country at the NAIA level, so they are very high-level players. But he has played against a few teams that are not very good. They have a couple of really good players, but maybe they just don't have the depth to be able to compete night after night or in all 3 games in a weekend set. Again, you have to have your sports skills to play a sport in college, but you don't have to be elite or a 4- or 5-star recruit. There are 250 NAIA schools and 21 conferences, according to NAIA.org. NAIA schools can and do give athletic scholarships. You know that Columbia College is in the American Midwest Conference. So here is another name in the American Midwest Conference: Central Baptist College in Arkansas. The Appalachian Athletic Conference has 16 schools, and one is Columbia College in South Carolina. Pacific Union College in California is in the California Pacific Conference. Walla Walla U is part of the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Indiana University South Bend is a member of the Chicagoland Collegiate Athletic College. Goshen College is one of 10 members of the Crossroads League. A Frontier member is the University of Montana Western. Hope International University in California is in the Golden State Athletic Conference. There is a Northwestern College in Iowa, and they are members of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The University of the Virgin Islands competes in the Gulf Coast Athletic Conference. Sutton visited Benedictine College in Kansas, and they are part of the Heart of America Conference. Sterling College in Kansas was highlighted in episodes 352 and 353 as I interviewed their basketball head coach, Randy Stang, and they are part of the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference. Lori's uncle, my wife's uncle, coached football at Georgetown College in Kentucky, and they are members of the Mid-South Conference. Dakota State University is in the North Star Athletic Conference, and Louisiana State University, LSU Shreveport, is in the Red River Athletic Conference. The River States Conference has 14 members, and Indiana University Kokomo is one of them. The University of Science and Arts of Oklahoma plays in the Sooner Athletic Conference. The University of Mobile is one of 13 members in the Southern States Athletic Conference. The College of Coastal Georgia is in the Sun Conference, and the Wolverine Hoosier Athletic Conference has Rochester University as one of its members. And then finally, there are some independent programs like Georgia Gwinnett College. Go to NAI.org for more member school information. There is a level of schools that you may not have heard of, and it's the NCCAA, or the National Christian College Athletic Association. There are 90-plus member institutions. Go to NCCAA.org for more information. The NCCAA has 2 divisions of play. Some schools have sports that compete at the NCCAA level, and some that compete at other levels too. The NCCAA Division I has a central region, and Wayland Baptist University is one of the schools. There is a Midwest region that has Kentucky Christian University. A Midwest region school is Cedarville University. A North Central representative is Bethel University. The Southern region has the University of Fort Lauderdale, and the West region has the West Coast Baptist College. The NCCAA Division II college examples are Kansas Christian College, Simmons College of Kentucky, Moody Bible Institute, Trinity Bible College, Trinity Baptist College, Ozark Christian College, and Portland Bible College. The NCAA, NAIA, and NCCAA are all 4-year colleges and universities. You still have the 2-year junior college ranks to look at. Again, there are many levels in the junior college ranks in many sports. Junior colleges have Division I, Division II, and Division III makeup. Junior college has a Division I, Division II, and Division III makeup, and each is distinguished by how athletic scholarships can be distributed. There are 500 schools spread out over 44 states. Go to njcaa.org for more information. There are many advantages of going to a junior college. There are 24 regions in the junior college sports. Region 1 is Arizona, including the Eastern Arizona Gila Monsters. Region 2 is Arkansas and Oklahoma, with a school like the North Arkansas Pioneers. Region 3 is Upper New York State, with a school like the Hudson Valley Vikings. Region 4 is Upper Illinois and Southern Wisconsin with the College of Lake Country Lancers of Grays Lake, Illinois. Region 5 is in New Mexico and Western Texas with the Plainsmen from Frank Phillips College. Kansas is the Region 6 area, and Dodge City Community College is in the KJCCC. Region 7 is Tennessee with the Jackson State Community College Green Jays. Region 8 is Florida with the Sharks of Miami-Dade College. Region 8 covers Colorado, east of the Continental Divide, eastern Montana, Nebraska, and Wyoming. The North Platte Community College Knights are in Nebraska. Region 10 spreads over North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. The Southside Virginia Force teams are in Region 10. Region 11 has Iowa and Northern Nebraska colleges, like the Western Iowa Tech Community College Comets. Region 12 covers Indiana, Lower Michigan, and Ohio, and is represented by the Kellogg Community College Bruins. Region 13 has Minnesota, North Dakota, Upper Michigan, Northern Wisconsin, and Montana, with the Riverland Community College Blue Devils. Region 14 takes on Eastern Texas and Southwest Louisiana, that has the Paris Junior College Dragons. Region 15 is Lower New York, with the Rockland Community College Hawks. Region 16 is Missouri, and has many junior colleges that I know. My dad actually played basketball at Crowder College. The Rough Riders are located in Neosho, Missouri. Region 17 is Georgia. The Georgia member school is the Georgia Military Bulldogs. Region 18 covers Colorado, west of the Continental Divide, Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, western Montana, and Utah. A college teammate of mine attended the College of Southern Idaho and played basketball for the Golden Eagles. Region 19 goes over to eastern Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. The Northampton Spartans are located in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Region 20 is Maryland, western Pennsylvania, and the West Virginia Panhandle. And the Catamounts of Potomac State Community College are in this region. Region 21 consists of schools in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Bunker Hill Bulldogs of Boston, Massachusetts. Region 22 goes south to Alabama. Alabama Coastal Community College and the Sun Chiefs compete in this region. Region 23 is Mississippi and Louisiana. The Pelicans of Nunez Community College represent Region 23. The last region is Region 24 of Lower Illinois. The Lincoln Land Loggers are naturally my choice of Lower Illinois representative. I'm related to Abraham Lincoln. I think I might have gone a little overboard on all the colleges and the conference information. But as I got on the websites, I wanted to emphasize all the possibilities that are out there. Possibilities of finding your right college situation among all the levels of your sport at a college. Next week, I'll cover another observation about college sports and recruiting. This observation talks about a perk, a benefit of pursuing sports, especially a college sport, and will help you to know that all the work that you do in junior high and high school has benefits. Thank you for listening to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the world's longest running recruiting education podcast. Please share and like the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, and I'll see you next week.